Federal aviation officials are trying to determine what caused American Airlines Flight 587 to break up in flight and crash in New York on Monday. They're hoping information from the badly damaged flight data recorder will help them identify the cause of the accident that killed more than 260 people. At the crash site today, investigators have been tagging pieces of the aircraft's wreckage. NPR's Marianne Akers reports from Bell Harbor, New York.
A one-block stretch of this upper middle-class neighborhood with its oak trees and manicured green lawns is now a charred wasteland. Three two-story houses on 131st Street in Bell Harbor were obliterated by the impact of the plane, and the burned remains of a fourth house on that street will be torn down. Where those homes once stood, there are 20 feet high mounds of blackened rubble. Most of the human remains have been removed, but New York City firefighters are still finding some, and they're searching for three missing people, two of them residents in this neighborhood. Firefighters are digging through the rubble of what used to be the basement of the Lawler family home. This is where the plane plummeted nose first into the earth. NTSB investigators are working around the firefighters, identifying the key parts of the plane and examining them.
Both the recorders were located in this area right here. Right up in there where you see that all cleared out where the steps are is where both recorders were found in that general vicinity. One on the first day and then one yesterday.
Brian Murphy is the NTSB investigator in charge of the crash site. He's pointing across the street at a burned out red brick house. The recorders have been removed. Investigators are analyzing them to try to determine what caused this crash. But major pieces of the aircraft are strewn down the street, which is no longer pavement, but covered by dirt and debris.
Right here behind me, you can see what is mostly the center wing box portion of the aircraft. We have the right wing going out in that direction. The left wing is actually where you're standing here, and I think there's a piece of skin still going out in that direction behind you.
The skin of the aircraft is a piece of the fuselage lying up against a neighbor's house across the street, and one house over, the tail section of the Airbus A300. Investigators are examining the tail base, taking measurements, pictures, and studying it to try to figure out how this happened. Investigators think wake turbulence from an aircraft flying in front of the American Airlines jetliner may have had something to do with it. NTSB chairwoman Marion Blakey came out to the site today to check on the progress.
All right, and we feel like we have good control over the aircraft parts and debris.
Yes, we do. I feel that we have identified the bulk of the major primary structure of the aircraft. All the other aircraft, with the exception of the engines, is in this area.
In addition to the tail section, the engines of the plane also fell off. Investigators are now analyzing the flight data recorder, trying to determine what happened to those engines and why both of them and the tail fin came apart from the plane before it crashed. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Bell Harbor, New York.